Translation. Thereafter, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, having properly celebrated with an auspicious ritualistic ceremony, began moving about, holding in her hand a garland of lotus flowers, which were supported or surrounded by humming bumblebees. Smiling with shyness, her cheeks decorated by her earrings, she looked extremely beautiful. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The goddess of fortune, Mother Lakshmi, accepted the ocean of milk as her father, but she perpetually rests on the bosom of Narayan. She offered benedictions even to Lord Brahma and other living entities in this material world. Yet she is transcendental to all material qualities. Although she appeared to have been born of the ocean of milk, she immediately resorted to her eternal place on the bosom of Narayan. Stana dvayam chatika sodari samam nirantaram chandana kumkumoshiktam tatastato nupura valgu sanjiter visar pati hema lateva sababo. Her two breasts were symmetrically and nicely situated, were covered with sandalwood pulp and kumkum powder, and her waist was very thin. As she walked here and there, her ankle bells jingling softly, she appeared like a creeper of gold. Vilokyanti satnar niravada jam atmana padam dhruvam chaya bichari sadgunam gandhara siddhasura yaksha charana tripista payadishu nanvavindata. While walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Charanas, and denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them. But she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them were devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. Purport. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, having been generated from the ocean of milk, was the daughter of the ocean. Thus she was allowed to select her husband in a Swayamvar ceremony. She examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayan, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in this material world. Omiganti mirandasya garanjana shalakaya chakshuran militam jena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svavadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrjatam sahagana ragunatham vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamascha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's not much difference in these purports anyway. It's talking about Mother Lakshmi. So there's quite a bit of the Bhagavatam dedicated to Mother Lakshmi, quite a bit of this chapter. Because Mother Lakshmi is attracting everybody. Everybody's serving Mother Lakshmi, like anything, especially in the material world. She's known as the goddess of fortune, and one of her expansions is Durga Devi. Originally, all the expansions of the goddesses of fortune are coming from Srimati Radharani. She's the original goddess of fortune. And it also says that Lakshmi Sahasrasatasam Brahma Sevyabhanam, that the gopis are also considered goddesses of fortune. But in the material world, as it says here, that why was she seeing that everybody was disqualified? Because they have material desires. So material desires is not the proper way to worship Lakshmi. Lakshmi eternally rests on the abode of, on the bosom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to see who's approaching him. She's always got his darshan, but she's watching, and when she sees somebody's approaching with favourable intention, then she benedicts that person with all auspiciousness. It says particularly in Grihastha life, it says when Lakshmi Narayana worshipped in that situation, Lakshmi never leaves that particular home. So there's no need to work so hard. We work hard at worshipping Lakshmi Narayana, that's a real good fortune. But we see in the material world that, you know, the world's mad. It's gone completely mad. I was been analysing over the last few months. I've been getting some information and realisations how the demons are really working. Not many people understand, but devotees have more of a understanding how things are being manipulated. We don't have to dwell on this, but it's helpful to see, and it gives us the impetus to be serious about devotional service. You know, there's one firm called Monsanto. Has anybody heard of that? They own 40% of the... How can they own 40% of the food? You know, and it's that particular... I think they're very instrumental in putting forward these GM seeds. It means that they want Lakshmi. This is one of the opulences of the goddess of fortune. Wealth. They want wealth. And therefore they're prepared to even take the livelihood off the farmers, that they have to pay them for the seeds. This is greed. This quality of lust is the most inauspicious thing. This is why Lakshmi is not attracted. Because from lust we become mad after so much wealth, and then eventually greed, and greed's become very prominent. Any other examples? We've got the Sky Television. There's one, I'll not mention any names, but there's one person who's pretty much in charge of that. He tried to buy up all the rights to the newspapers in this country. So that means that he can control the media. And that means that he can do what he wants. He can change the media. He can propaganda so that he can make his self. Why are they doing this? Lakshmi, they can only buy so much. But the ultimate opulence is they want to be powerful. They want to be the supreme. And so this is going on in the material world. And this is why Lakshmi is not attracted to any selfishness. Because ultimately it just snowballs. A little bit of selfishness in the heart means that all inauspicious qualities will develop. So Lord Chaitanya gave the example of cleaning the Gundicha temple, that we should meticulously clean the heart. This is a devotee's vision. And so we're looking for good fortune, but a devotee already has good fortune. Is that right? What's the different ways a devotee has good fortune? That would speak more positively. Actually, I just mentioned one thing. I mentioned this quite a few times, but it leads on, is that the milk products, persons who are the money men behind these different dairies and what have you, they make homogenized milk now, don't they? And all it is, it's milk which has been broken down. They take all the whey out of it, they powder it, and then they sell it. And then they put the milk back together with what's left, and they sell that again, so they make twice as much profit at least. And when we take that milk, there's hardly any goodness, and it's poisoning the system. It's been, I don't know how they do it, but they put all the fat, they mix it in with the milk, and the system can't digest it. So it seems like there's some plan behind all this. Diabetes. I was reading, now they have it on, it was never, I never heard of diabetes in this country 30 years ago. Now it's, they're saying they're putting sugar in everything. Seems like, you know, why are they doing that? So we can see that this is manipulation, greed. This is coming from this lust and all the bad qualities that follow. So a devotee has to purify himself. He has to see what good fortune he already has. So I was thinking that what's a good fortune for society? One thing, actually, Prahlad Maharaj says, Sukham Eindrita Kamdeta Deho Deho Yogina Savatar Labate Daivat Yataduka Ayatnataha. He says that the happiness we get in this lifetime, it's already due to it. We're already due to that happiness. If we try for any more, it's not going to come anyway. We get so much happiness and distress. So practically speaking, even if we're intent on trying to find happiness by material means, it's a complete waste of time. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Then happiness is already due to us. And so one auspicious thing that Prabhupada wanted us to implement, which will make good fortune for society. We all know that ultimately the good fortune is coming from the process of Sankirtan Yajna. Because by the process of Sankirtan Yajna, then people's hearts are changed. And when people's hearts are changed, then automatically society starts to change. We can't individually point out these different faults in society and put them right. But by Sankirtan Yajna, very quickly society has changed. But one other thing that Prabhupada wanted to implement was cow protection. I think Dan and Jaya a while ago, he mentioned that if we, anyway, I'll not quote him, but by cow protection, so much auspiciousness is there. You know, because if we get milk from the cow, it's good for the brain tissues for spiritual life. And milk is the panacea for all ailments. The cow urine, panchagavya. The milk, the ghee, the cow urine, the cow stool, and the yogurt. All these things are very beneficial for society. And just by having these things, one is actually benedicted with all good fortune. So we don't need to over-endeavour in another way, in any of these other ways that the materialists are pushing. So, so what's another benediction that we have? Good fortune that we have? This human body. Prahlad Maharaj again says, Komaram Acharek Pragna Dhamam Bhagavatam Hiya Dulabham Manasam Janma Tad Apyadrum Artadam. He said it's rarely achieved, the human form of life. And he says, so therefore it should be used from the very beginning to practice devotional service. That means from the beginning of life. And just a little bit of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. And so as devotees, sometimes after some time, we may become a little bit, what do they call the word? Fried, is it? We get a little bit unenthusiastic. But actually this is a sign that we're not understanding the process. Just by virtue that we've got a human body, it's very auspicious. And so therefore we should see where the real good fortune's coming from. I was thinking that what's the best use of the human form of life? How do we get that good fortune? Through association. Another good fortune is to have the association of devotees. Everybody's appreciating that today, in that we had rip-roaring kirtan. And so when we get devotees together who all have like minds, then the whole atmosphere is lifted. And this association comes from who? How are we getting this association? Or how are we getting this seed of bhakti? We're doing it through the association of devotees. And who's giving that impetus for that, to give that bhakti? The goddess of fortune. It's coming from Srimati Radharani ultimately, who's Bhakti Devi. And Bhakti Devi, within the heart of the devotees, enthusing him to give devotional service to others. So by giving devotional service, this is really pleasing the goddess of fortune. And then we have the process of devotional service. Where's the good fortune in the different processes of devotional service? Starts with faith. Anybody who has a little bit of faith, where's faith coming from? It's also coming from the association of devotees. Bhajana Kriya. Or should I say Sadhu Sangha? Association of devotees. What else is there? Bhajana Kriya. Association of the spiritual master. We become freed from anatta nivritti. And then real, he says, Satam Prasanga Mamaviri Samvido. In the association of devotees, then one becomes very, very advanced in devotional service. One becomes free. So this is Nishta. We're freed from any untoward things in the heart. And then we're freed from the bad qualities, then Ruchi. We get a taste for devotional service. This is the Vishaya Vinivartante. Niyahara Siddhenam. Raso Vajram Rasopiasha. Param Drishva Nivartate. Prabhupada said we should be searching for this. This is real auspiciousness when we get this higher taste. And then finally, not finally, but the next is Ashakti. And this is when we're so much on the safe side, Prabhupada said. What does Ashakti mean? It means the attachment for serving Krishna overwhelms this attachment, or is far greater than any attachment we have for material enjoyment. And then of course we come to this stage. It, that matures in bhava. So what's the symptoms of bhava? It's described in the Madhuri Kadambini that we have the auspicious symptoms of always being able to recollect Krishna. Krishna is in the mind. And then that matures into prema, and then we have Krishna's personal darshan. And so this association of devotees is very, very important for spiritual life. This is real good fortune. But anyway, we don't have much time left. And so to remain enthusiastic in devotional service and always appreciate this good fortune, one has to make a plan for his devotional service, a plan in life. We make our plans, Krishna is also making his plans. Our plans have to be in line with Krishna's ultimately. But when we make particular plans for our going forward, then we're inspired. So, just like Manigriva and Nalakovar, did they make plans? They made plans for sense gratification. Look at their auspicious end. So Krishna's always there. But we don't want to... What was the pastime of Manigriva and Nalakovar? They attained a good fortune. They were demigods. They were misusing their opulent situations, the sons of Kuvera. They were sporting naked in the water with the heavenly damsels. Narada Muni came along. And the damsels had run away because they could see they were intoxicated. But Nalakovar, they were so intoxicated they couldn't recognize this great sage, Narada Muni. And when Narada Muni saw them, he was thinking of their good fortune. When we had all these curses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it seems like, are we reading the right scripture? But these curses are full of good fortune. And he cursed them to become trees. And so they had a long time to think about their particular problem. and to put it right. And he also benedicted them. When they realized what the curse meant, they fell at his feet. And then he gave them another benediction. He said that you'll have the benediction that you'll be freed from this curse, because you'll be rooted in the garden of Nanda Maharaj, and Lord Krishna himself will come and free you. But this is, we may take a long time to get good fortune, for the fruits of good fortune. But as devotees, we've got that good fortune immediately, just by being focused in devotional service. This is why we need to always have something to go for. If we don't have something to aim for in devotional service, it's very difficult to remain enthusiastic. And then we have to have a plan to achieve that. And then we can put the different items of devotional service we need to practice in order to put that plan into practice. So a devotee's thinking like that is always introspective. How do I need to go forward? And so this is what we call working in the mode of goodness. Working in the mode of goodness keeps us steady in devotional service. Otherwise we just go out there and do things without really thinking, and we don't get much enlivenment. After a while it becomes no vision. But when we work in the mode of goodness, we're always having to maintain that. We have to have some vision to work towards. Mode of goodness means that we perform it out of duty. But how long can we do duty? Duty for duty's sake. So we have some vision in devotional service, and then we work for that, and then we become, when we can maintain it, and then from that comes the spontaneous devotional service. We get a taste, and that taste matures into more and more spontaneity. So the main point here is that we can't supersede Narayan. At the end of this particular purport, it says that Narayan, she examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayan, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in this material world. So we're thinking about the pastime Maharaj Katvanga. Because in that particular purport by Prabhupada, it explains this point that he became very serious about devotional service in a second, in a moment, because he realized that very quickly he was going to leave his body. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that he could do that because he accepted the situation. He said, it's just a matter of accepting it, Prabhupada said. And what's our acceptance? I think I spoke about this last time. It's accepting that we're servants. Everybody's trying to use Lakshmi for their own service to become master. It's a matter of realizing we're servants. And so a devotee is always trying to remember this point. And Isha Upanishads gives us some inclination. No, it doesn't actually. That's the. And so Isha Upanishads gives us some information of how a devotee should be thinking. And there's one verse which says that one who sees the Supreme Lord, everything in relationship with the Supreme Lord. You remember that? Sanskrit. It's No, that's in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? Yoman Pashyati Sarvatra. That's the Bhagavad Gita. It's Upanishads. He says that one who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees everything within the Supreme Lord, and sees the Supreme Lord within everything, he says he never hates anyone or any being. Yes, tu sarvani bhutani. Upashite Chatmanam to Vijagupsite. So this is what Mother Lakshmi is looking for. She's looking for that person who's seen everything in relationship to the Supreme. And when she sees that devotees using everything in relationship to the Supreme, then Mother Lakshmi never leaves that devotee. That devotee is not chanchalam like a materialist. A materialist tries to use these opulences, these six opulences of Mother Lakshmi, for himself. But when a devotee has that vision, that actually everything should be used for the Supreme Lord, then he gets that all these opulences to some degree, according to Krishna's guidance, unlimitedly. And not just for some time, but always. So this is my understanding of this purport. It mentions other things, like Swayamvar ceremony. I was going to speak about that, but we don't have time. And so does anybody have any comments or any questions?